Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great time and encouragement and ministry at the Michigan Christian Convention at the end of last week, and just enjoyed that and looking forward already to next year. And a great gathering here yesterday at Deer Run yesterday as we continued this journey through Nehemiah, and as we learn and put into practice some principles of building for revival. Not necessarily building a physical structure, building ourselves, or more accurately, putting ourselves into position for God to build us according to His plan. And the great news is that we can go to Him for help. When we need revival, when we need the assurance of His presence, when we're in trouble, when we're not sure how to accomplish what needs to be done, in our life, in the world, in our community, in our church, we can ask God for help. And we also learn through Nehemiah the importance of asking others for help. And so that's going to be the focus this week as we gather in the mornings and share together in time of devotion and prayer, is asking for help. And this morning we're going to focus in specifically on asking for help when distressed. Psalm 18, verse 6. The psalmist writes and says, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple He heard my voice. My cry came before Him into His ears." I'm guessing that we all have experienced, and maybe even now are experiencing, some distress. In a sense, an amplified version of stress, a stress that worries us, that concerns us, that wears us down. This distress can be emotional, it can be physical, it can be spiritual. In source and nature, in application, the distress that comes when, well, we're at the end of a rope and it's a big drop before we hit something solid. We're not sure what to do. We know something needs to change, something needs to be done, something has to happen. But not only are we fearful of what we're in the midst of, we're fearful of what's to come. Distress. And God says in His Word that when we cry out to Him in our distress, He hears us. Now, I probably need to clarify, especially within the context of Scripture, that hearing us is a much bigger word than we sometimes credit it to be. Perhaps you've been in a situation where you've laid out a complaint, maybe to a boss, maybe to a friend, maybe to a parent. And the response is, "I hear you." And that's it. And yet, when we look into Scripture and the Bible talks about God hearing His people, what we discover is that there's a response attached to that. God's not simply audibly aware of our cries for help. He's not simply audibly aware of our need that we go to Him about, He's willing to do something and desires to do something. And it's not that He couldn't simply take our distress away, help us in our distress, but what I've discovered in life is most of the time I miss that help until I know I need it. He's actually been helping all along. I've just not used the help. I've not paid attention to the help. I've been pretty comfortable. But in my distress, I cry for help and He hears me. And I believe the more important part, not really more important, but the more useful part in our perspective is it's in those times that we hear Him. He always hears us. But in our distress, when we cry to Him, we're more likely to hear Him. Because we're looking for an answer, we're listening, we're anticipating. When I was in school, there were various teachers that would generally drop hints about content that you'll see again. Meaning that this specific question, this specific piece of information would be on a quiz or a test. And those that learn to hear would generally be better prepared than those who heard the words but did not learn to hear. And when we are in the midst of distress, we have a greater motivation to listen to God's help. I think of the Israelites in slavery in Egypt. And the Bible talks about their cries for help, their suffering. Their cries of suffering reached the Lord. It's not that they hadn't reached Him the previous 400 years. It's their cries reached a point where they were willing to be helped. You see, sometimes we grumble and moan and complain about our distress, but we're not really willing or interested in doing anything about it. And the great news of God is that He hears us, not just the words we use. He hears our heart. He knows our desire for change, or He knows our stubbornness to remain entrenched in the very thing that's distressing us. But I believe it goes a step further. As Christians, as believers in Jesus, as those called to reflect the nature of Jesus, reflect the characteristics of Jesus, we ought to be able to cry out for help in our distress and find that help from one another. The Bible says that we ought to comfort one another with the very same comfort that we ourselves receive from Christ. The help someone cries out for may be an answer we're supposed to give. The Bible says that we should bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. In our distress, do we cry out to God and do we pay attention? Not only for His answer through His Word, through His Spirit, but for His answer through His people. And in the distress of others, are our ears open? to hearing their cries, to responding in the way that God would call us to, that He has already equipped us to be Jesus, that representation of Jesus to those around us in distress, to share the good news that when we ask for help in the midst of our distress, God hears us and He loves us and He acts. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be in relationship with You. You've sent Your Son, Jesus, who lived on this earth, who taught, who showed us what it looks like to live a godly and holy life. And He accomplished His purpose, His work, through His death, burial, and resurrection so that we can be forgiven of our sins, that penalty can be paid. And God, today, as we spend time praying, there are those that have joined with us who are in distress. And some distress looks more distressful than others, but we each encounter that experience in our ways. And so we ask that You would remind us, You would help us, we would never forget to cry out to the One, to You in our distress, knowing that You hear us in a much fuller way than just an audible recognition that somebody cried. You hear our heart, You hear our pain, You hear our distress, and You answer. And so God, help us to ask for help when we find ourselves in the midst of those things that are very distressing. First, to ask for help from You, to cry out to You, but to also be willing to ask for help from others. And to be mindful of the distress that others are going through, that we could be part of Your answer in bringing help to them. God, today I pray that we would begin to see the fruits of revival in our own life, in the life of the churches that we attend, in the life of our communities and nation and world. That we begin to build for revival a spiritual house, knowing that we can't do it. We need help. And we need Your help. And Father, as we cry out for help in the midst of our distress, may our reception of Your answer help us to be more productive, more effective, more fruitful in lifting up Jesus. May Your faithfulness be the example for our faithfulness so that we would grow. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.